Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Terry Steedley.
All right, welcome to Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Terry Steedley. Herons Coach Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by SouthernSportsEdition.com. And now joining us, head coach of the Brantley County Heron, David Shores. Coach, thank you so much for spending a little time with us today. So we just want to kind of get to know you a little bit.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Yeah, man, no problem. So I know we talked a little bit about some things before the show. You can kind of tell us how long you've been coaching and some of the places that you've coached.
Sure, yeah. This past year is my 24th year in coaching. I was 23 in high school, and I spent 1 year working in college. So I count that in the coaching career. But 13 years in high school ball over in Alabama, and just finished up 10 here in Georgia. So this will be my third head coaching job, I guess. I had two jobs over in Alabama at a couple big schools, and been sort of working to get back in the seat, and this was a great opportunity, so I jumped on it.
Awesome. Now, this is your third head coaching job.
And that's correct.
Now, through the grapevine, I've heard that you've kind of coached with Nick Saban a little bit.
Well, I spent a season with him down at LSU in 04 as a sort of a analyst kind of role. Then it was an internship type deal, but a lot of fun. I was learning a lot of good coaches: Kirby Smart, Will Muschamp, Derek Dooley, Jimbo Fisher.
You've been coached well.
I have, yeah. So been very lucky.
That's awesome, man. I know we so name some of the places that you have coached, some areas that you coached.
When I finished up at Auburn, I did a little GA stint there for a short time with Coach Tuberville. First head coaching job, or first high school job, was the Opelika High School, which is right there next to Auburn. I spent 3 years there with a Hall of Fame coach named Spence McCracken, old wing T guy. We won a lot of ball games, had a lot of fun with him, learned the foundation of being a football coach in high school from him. Then went to Hoover from there. Up there with Coach Proch for a couple of years in 02 and 03, won a couple of state championships back-to-back. Then the opportunity at LSU rose, so I went down for a year with Coach Saban in 04. That was coming off the national championship in 03. I had no idea he was going to make the jump to the NFL, but that year he went down to the Dolphins.
That's right, he went to the Dolphins. Yeah,
So I came back to high school ball in Alabama as a defensive coordinator at Pelham High School, which is just south of Hoover in Birmingham. Spent a year there, then jumped to Spain Park, which is a sister school to Hoover, with John Gross, who's now up at Clemson with Dabo Sweeney. He was the head coach at Jacksonville State, his last head coaching job, but I was his defense coordinator for a couple years. We made a run, lost in the state championship game in 07. I was hired in 08 as the head coach there for 08-09. Then made a move over to Pell City, which is just outside of Birmingham. Was the head coach there for a couple of seasons as well before I made the jump over to Georgia.
Okay, that's awesome, man. Now, was you at Hoover whenever they did the show, the big MTV show?
Actually, I left the end of May, 1st of June, and they started shooting that show.
I didn't know if I needed to get an autograph or anything.
Luckily, I got out of there. Jeremy Pruitt took my job, and that year he came in, they started shooting that show.
So. Yeah, I got hooked on that show watching about I would actually record it so I could watch it when I got home. I was like, here I am watching recorded high school coaching. It was awesome, though.
It was a good show.
Yeah. Coach's always over there doing an awesome job. He's well known in the high school.
No doubt.
There's no doubt. Well, if you just join us, folks, we're here with Coach Shores at the Brantley County here, and we appreciate him joining us on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I know we got Friday night we played Frederica, and it seems like things went pretty good. You know, I tried to tune in to it from where I was at on my big golf trip. Yep. You know, I always like to go give those boys a big lesson on how to hit them. They ask me they say, "Hey, man, how do you hit out of the trees so good?" I say, "This is where I play from." So I can always par from out of the trees. But I know just watching it looks like our passing game looked pretty good in certain areas.
I was very pleased with the way Caden threw the ball. Our guys pass protected pretty well up front. We did throw on the run a couple times, and receivers did bust a few routes, but in his first game, I was pretty pleased with our passing game, though. We didn't run the ball quite like I wanted to in the first half. I think once we warmed down, it got better.
Yeah.
But way too many mistakes in the first half of the game. I think we ended up with 17 penalties total, for 140 yards. You ain't gonna beat anybody good doing that. Not taking anything away from Frederica. They're a very good, private school team, and they're gonna win a lot of games this year. They gave us all we wanted for a half of football. So. We didn't play up to my standard and up to our kids' standard, and hopefully we'll get back to that this week.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, like I said, I watched some of it. Where I was at, some of the internet wasn't quite as good. But sure. I watched one of the touchdowns you threw over there in the corner.
Yeah.
I didn't ever see us run the ball. So right. I'm kind of a spread guy. I like to put some points on the board. So I think the final score was I know it was a 28-10. That's what they did, kind of sneak one in right
there. That's right. Yeah,
okay.
The JVs. Yeah.
Because the JV, they played the fourth quarter, correct? So the JV actually put some points on the board also.
They did.
Okay.
They scored one, and each team scored one in the fourth quarter.
Now, who is your JV quarterback? Is it the Thomas kid?
Yeah, Eli.
Eli. Yeah, I watched him play in middle school a couple of times, and he's
good,
pretty thick kid.
He's really good little athlete. Can run, throw, plays defense well. He's all around guy. Started a punter for us last Friday night.
Yeah,
too.
That whole family's athletes. Yeah, they get on my nerves when all their athletes. No, they're good people. But yeah, he's definitely a great athlete. That whole family. Yeah,
absolutely.
But I know we got a. I know you said you had some things. It sound like the penalties. You really want to kind of get that.
Yeah, well, we didn't play quite as hard as I wanted us to. Effort wise, we were lacking in certain areas. We try to get that fixed this week, as well as the mental side of it. A lot of mental errors, dumb penalties we've got to clean up. So
yeah, Brantley, all the years I've been involved with them, we always seem to have one of those quarters where we could not get anything right. Yeah. Did we kind of have a little bit of that this year? Was it like the first quarter?
Going? It was really frustrating. Way too many on both sides of the ball, really and truly.
Yeah.
Whether it be illegal motion, formations, jumping off sides, just dumb little mental errors, against a good team, it can cost you a game really quick. So.
And we seem like over the years, it seems like we would always have that, like a third quarter where you'd be playing so good and you come out after halftime and
have a letdown.
Just letting you know, what's going on here? They'd be jumping off sides or just, like you said, out of formation or things like that. But
sure.
It was just one. I'm glad we got that win to start things off.
Absolutely.
Is this your first year coaching like a 1A school, or most all the schools you've been out has been pretty
big? Yeah, all of them been big. When I came to Georgia, I was one season as defensive coordinator at Peach County, which is AAA.
Yeah.
But other than that, went to Lowndes from there, Camden from there, and Brunswick. So all of them's been big schools, but this is the first 1A I've been at.
Now, when you was at Peach, was the Robinson kid there?
Which
went to Clemson?
No, sir.
He wasn't there?
He was already gone. He just finished up.
Because I went and watched him play when they played Pierce County in the playoff. And
good player.
Put on a show.
No doubt.
I think Benji Harris' son was Benji Harris was the quarterback at that time.
Right,
and they was kind of talking, what school you going to?
Yeah.
And all that. I think he wound up going to Clemson. And heck, he's had a really good NFL career.
Sure.
So he was fun to watch.
Good player, yeah.
Well, there's more to come on the Head Coaches Show here at the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, we'll take a pause here and let some of our sponsors pay for this.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
All right, welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Terry Steele. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, thank you for joining us again. I know you're busy. I can hear the weights in there pounding.
Yeah,
so who's kind of running your weight program for you this year?
Yeah, I got really lucky late June, I guess. I picked up defense coordinator strength coach Marvin Gray Jr. He's been in Division II ball for the last few years up in Virginia.
Okay.
Grew up in Texas. Been a defense coordinator in high school down in Naples, Florida. A fantastic coach. Coaches secondary for us and does a great job in the weight room, too.
It sounds like he's got them in the family. Now, is this a lot of your football team in here?
No, it's actually mostly civilians. There's some athletes mixed in.
Football came, they come later, fourth ball. That works out good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the eight football players. They sound like they need to be in there. They're pounding on the weights. That's good that you got a good a good weight training guy there.
Absolutely.
That's where it all starts.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
if you don't, if you ain't strong, you ain't going to make it.
That's exactly right. Not these days.
No, because I'm telling you, I love high school football. Now, I'll go around and watch, and you'll go to a big school, and you'll look at some of those kids, and you'll be like, this ain't a high school kid.
Right. Like, it's like a college kid.
Several years ago, my buddy, he works for the REA, and he got us passes to go to the state playoff games.
Right.
So we got to go on the field and get to go to the locker room. And, you know, these kids are walking by. And this was when Trevor Lawrence was a sophomore. And I'm like, and this kid's throwing that thing. It sounds like a bullet. We was on the sidelines, and he's throwing it by your ear. Like, and you're like, this guy's a sophomore? They said, oh, yeah.
They don't raise them like they used to.
No. No, not when we come. You know, we had maybe, when I come, when I was in school here around the 80s, 85 through 88, and we didn't have none. We had about two or three kids that were big. But now.
Same when I was growing up.
One thing about Brantley, if you could get some of those big kids to come out. That's the big thing here.
Been working on it.
They like to hunt and fish these parts.
That's
so that's the big thing with Brantley. But there's some big kids in the hall, but I'd love to see them get out here on the football field. I know you would too.
Absolutely.
Now, who's doing your like your defensive coordinator now? Who is in charge?
Marvin, the strength coach, coordinator. Okay. I'm helping him a lot this year. You know, sort of trying to get my system installed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll pretty much turn it over to him. But he's doing a lot of legwork for us, film breakdowns, and helping him on Fridays as well. So.
Now, I know you're the head coach, but what is your passion far as like? Are you like a Kirby Smart kind of guy?
I've been a defensive guy most of my career. I was a defensive coordinator and head coach for 16 years, so that's been
The passion's right there. Now, who is your offensive coordinator? Who's your guy?
I've got co-coordinators. Jim Delaney is a run game coordinator. He's been a head coach and OC for a long time. He's from New Jersey originally. I've hired him up from East Lawrence the last couple of years, but he does our run game. And Skylar Kersey, he was a homeboy here. Quarterback here, and he does our passing game. He was a Pender, you know.
Really
well-versed in spread offense.
Because wasn't he at Brunswick?
He was
at Brunswick.
Yeah, we worked together for a couple of years.
That's right. And then, like special teams, who's some of your
– Yeah, I'm sort of
– all kind of do
teams.
All that.
Yeah, I sort of head it up on Friday nights, but I've got a lot of guys helping me with those phases.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I know the first night that I didn't never really get to meet you, but I went to the when you kind of meet and greet and everybody. I didn't want to, but I seen a lot of your coaches, and I was like, I don't know a lot of these.
Yeah.
A new Skylar.
A lot of new faces.
A lot of new faces.
They brought in five new ones this year.
That's what I was thinking. There was at least five.
That's
Because didn't one come from Alma?
Matt Beecher.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I remember his name and his face,
right.
I knew one of them come from Alma, but a lot of them I didn't know, and I was like, I don't know. It's always good to have new faces.
That's right.
For sure. Now, far as like your – when you're going out and you're trying to get some of these kids to play, I mean, what you kind of promising them? What's some, you know?
Well, you know,
trying to encourage them to get out there on the field.
You know that it's going to be different. You know, because a lot of times when you come into a place brand new, you know, guys have a history with the old staff or the old coach or whatever, and you just have to get them past that idea that, you know, it's going to be the same old, we're going to do things differently, and I'll probably treat you differently, and you know, you need to come get to know me and try to develop a relationship with them. That's where it all starts.
And that's good that you brought kind of all new coaches in, because then you can tell, hey, man, it's all brand new.
Absolutely.
We're all going to learn it together.
That's right.
So that's one good positive thing about bringing a whole new crew in. The ones that were from Brantley are still here. There's a couple of them. Who is still
Coach
here?
Coach Cox, Garrett Cox, our head baseball coach, coaches receivers for us, and then, of course, like Skylar Kersey, the OC that we talked about, still on staff. We were keeping Reed Teetsworth. He was here the last couple of years, but I lost him.
He went to Ware County.
Tennis. They offered a bunch of money, and I can't blame him.
Because I'm telling you, he's jammed up at tennis.
Good ball.
We hated to lose. I knew one of them left, and that was the one. Yeah, he was – our tennis program's always been good, but he took it to another level, I think. And it helps us not – but us dropping down to single A, and especially in the tennis thing, you're not going to have to worry about all them private schools.
That's right.
There's no telling how many state championships we would have won in tennis.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that we'll – I know we got some teams in our region. I was just kind of looking at some of the bracket.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance for us to make the playoffs.
Well, I hope so. We might play better than we did last Friday night, that's for sure.
I know, like – Thomas County, Worth and all them, they're pretty powerhouses.
Yeah, no doubt. Fitzgerald.
But Fitzgerald's always been.
Yeah. And the issue this year, Jeff Davis is really good this year. They've got a senior-laden team.
Yeah.
And what they do, you know, offensively, wing T and execution, that they're playing really at a high level. So we're going to have to beat a really good team out of those four: Thomasville, Worth, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis. We'll have to beat one of them, and of course Bacon. You know, they gave Applin all they wanted last week. You know, everybody will think, I think everybody's starting to improve, and then you got Barron in there. So we're going to have to beat a good team for sure to get in.
Yeah, I remember one year we went to Fitzgerald. We was doing the radio at that time, and me and another guy, we rode over there. And I think before we got out of the car, we was losing 35-0. I said, we ain't even turned on the radio yet. I think they won the state championship. This has been a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was like a college atmosphere over there. I mean, that place was just packed full of people.
They love footballers.
And they was so fast. I mean, it was like they'd hand it off and they'd score. I told them, one of the guys we was talking to on the way back, I said, they scored every time they had the ball and every time we had the ball. they was probably one of their best teams. But it was funny. I was like, man. And then we went somewhere else. I can't remember the other school we went, and it was the same thing. And it come down to Fitzgerald and them. They met head up, and I think Fitzgerald finally – that's been several years ago.
Right.
But I was like, man, these kids are unreal.
Fitzgerald's
got up. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, we punted to them, they scored. Or we kicked off to them, they scored. I was like, man, we just need to kick it out of bounds.
Right. Don't let them touch it.
Yeah, and a cheerleader, I think she scored that night.
Away.
Yeah, it was bad, but – that was a learning experience going over there, but that's a different fan base over there. They,
no doubt.
They just, which I will say this about Brantley County Heron fans, they will follow. I've been to some stadiums where we'd have more fans than them.
Yeah.
They will follow. Pleased. So we're definitely blessed here in Brantley County to have all that. But you're joining us now on the Brantley County Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, we got a game coming up this Friday night.
Yep.
Over in across the creek, I always like to call them, over there in Charlton County. And it's always been one of our rival games, but it's turned into kind of like a beating for them. They always kind of – it's been a little while since we beat them.
Yep.
So, I don't really know a whole lot about them this year. I know you kind of watched some film with them a little bit. So, if you
a little kinda, bit. It's a little bit of a mystery. You know, Coach DeMario Jones is – I've known him for a long time. He was All-American at Valdosta State as a defensive lineman. He was coaching D-line at Valdosta High School when I was at Lowndes those couple years. So I got to know him a little bit. Great person, great man, and a really good ball coach. He's going to make them better. They've been down the last couple years and made this coaching change. He brought in some jam-up coaches as well. They've got speed all over the field. They have not played a scrimmage game, and they did not play a spring game. So we don't really have any game footage on them other than last year, you know, under different coaches' staff. And so we've tried to do all we can to find anything we can look at. And, you know, the quarterback's coming back. He was a freshman last year and sort of split time. Really talented athlete that can run around and throw it. They've got speed all over the field. So. Yeah. Hopefully we can take advantage of the line of scrimmage and you know, sort of exploit that. But at the same time, you get through the line of scrimmage, you still got to tackle that athlete. And then, you know, so we're going to have to do a good job of containing him and hopefully keep him in the pocket and make him throw a little bit.
All right. We'll be right back with more of Coach Shores here from the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show. We'll be right back.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
All right, welcome back to the Brantley County Harris Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Terry Steele. This segment is brought to you by SouthernSportsEdition.com. I know right here at break time we was talking about some of these players that you got to have the privilege of coaching. So you was talking about the Jackson kid that went to Georgia. I was kind of telling you about the Robinson kid that played at Clemson. So whenever they played Pierce County and Tyler Harris, I said Benji earlier, but it was – Tyler Harris that was the football quarterback for Pierce at that time, which he used to be here. He was a hometown boy here. Somehow he ended up at Pierce.
That's a minute sort of thing. Yeah. Right
now,
right?
I'm like, how did he get across the creek? The river was down that year.
That's what it was.
He wouldn't get across there now. The river's too high. All right, Coach, we talked a little bit about Charlton County that we're going to be facing Friday. What's some of the things that you've been telling your kids that you really got to – work on this week?
You know, number one is just all out of effort. We lacked in a lot of areas last Friday when it comes to effort. And you know, I've told them, coaches can't coach that anymore. I mean, that's something you control as a player. And you know, you have to have that in yourself. So hopefully we see a difference in our effort this Friday night. If we don't play at a higher level effort-wise, we don't have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, being in space and tackling athletes, containing the quarterbacks going to be key. This week, I think, and if we don't do that, it'll be a long night because that kid can run around and throw it. Offensively, we got to be able to throw and catch to open up the run game. I think it's going to be key for us. And, you know, if Caden, he struggled a little bit this week with a leg injury that he got the other night, but he's been rehabbing it, and he got a good practice yesterday. So hopefully we'll come out this week and execute our passing game.
Now, as far as, like, your team, do you have a lot of freshmen that are having to play start
You know, offensive line wise is young. We've got a freshman starting there, two sophomores starting there that never started in varsity football, and two seniors. So the offensive line's really young. Got a freshman starting inside linebacker for me right now, Clark Carter, a really good player. You know, like we said earlier, Eli Thomas started at punter for us the other night. He could come in any point in time. He's starting on special teams this week, and he could come in and play a good bit of safety this week for us.
Awesome. Yeah, I know, like, on the offensive side, have you got more seniors, juniors on that side of the ball?
Yeah, we're a little bit more experienced probably on the offensive side of the ball than we are defensively. But, you know, it's I think we have about 17 seniors on the roster right now, and half of those are starters. So we got a mix of guys on both sides of the ball.
Good deal. Well, this is the Herons Coaches Show with David Shores and the Bishop Media Sports Network. We appreciate you joining us in. Okay, Coach, this is I know we're going to be going to Charlton.
Yep.
And then after we play Charlton, we'll be home, correct?
That's right.
We'll
first
be playing
Windsor Forest.
Windsor Forest.
Yep.
Have you heard anything about them kind of?
I got a little bit of film on them. You know, they got a new coach as well.
Yeah.
He out of Savannah, was in private school last year. But, you know, I don't know how much different they're going to be. They're still going to be a spread team.
Yeah.
You know, but we're looking forward to having our first official home game in regular season next week. Yep.
Now, as far as, like, your players, I know you had – I know you got the big Carson kid. Did he play very good this weekend?
Yeah, we didn't get to get him the ball as much offensively as we'd liked. You know, but I talked to the defense coordinator, Frederico. That was one of their points of emphasis, tried to take him away in the game plan, and I think they did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
But he did a great job blocking up front. And he played nose guard for us, starts there. I think he had three tackles for loss or two tackles for loss and sacks. So, and several assists. He had some good minutes for us.
So who was the kids that did the touchdowns? I know we played our freshman or JV the fourth quarter, but who was the ones that scored our touchdowns?
Devin Smith, you know, caught a touchdown in the third quarter, made a really good play on the ball. His brother Malachi is a sophomore, played JV. He scored in the fourth quarter. You know, we had several guys make plays. Devin Smith actually scored twice. He scored on a special teams punt return. That was sort of a fluke play. They had a shank over to their sideline, and he was actually covering a gunner, and the ball came right to him, so he caught it and went back to
score. Yeah. Awesome.
But those Saunders boys had a big night last Friday.
That's good. Well, I can't wait till Friday night. I am not out of town getting my butt whooped in golf, so I'm going to be over in Charlton County cheering you guys on. And I can't wait to be back home in the Canny Bay Stadium up there in the booth making a lot of noise for you guys.
Let me mention Mason Kicklighter as well. He was on a rushing touchdown we had the other night. He scored, I think he had 10 rushes for 76 yards.
Awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, ran really hard.
Now, as far as your guy on defense that's kind of stood out, who was some of those guys?
Actually, Hayden Kicklighter, Mason's twin brother, starts at linebacker force inside. He ended up having nine tackles, eight solos.
He
had a big night. Clark was second leading tackler as a freshman with eight tackles. So, both those guys had a big night for us.
That's awesome, man. Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir.
I'll be way more prepared next week. We've had so much rain this week.
I know.
And last week with all that hurricane mess, I feel like I'm throwing all this together, but we wanted to get it together.
We got plenty to talk about.
Yes, sir. And we're gonna have a great season, and we're gonna see you Friday night in Charlton County. Thanks for joining us on the Brantley County Hearing Coaches Show with David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Terry Steely signing off here, and always, God bless America and go Herons.
Go Herons.